Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weeping. The weeping.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. If you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobody. I actually find the bullshit of society and chop it up and feed it to you in easy to digest chunks. Today won't be any different. I am joined again with my personal favorite porn princess. In fact, let me just play her intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gladly introduce to you the engineering mistress, your porn princess. The real defender of gender equality, La Guadalajara, Mercedes Carrera.
Yes, dear.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, I mean,
My favorite weekend.
Yeah, well, yeah, I better be your favorite weekend. Shit.
Favorite weekend on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, fine. I'll take that.
Hey, that's pretty good considering I got a family of Ricans.
Yes, that is true. I just gives me a goal.
So what's going on, man?
You know, like I said, doing the comedy thing, trying to get that off the ground. I see you're everywhere. You're on the Gavin McGinnis show on the Anthony Cumia network.
That's true.
I'm surprised Anthony Cumia hasn't given you a show yet.
It's probably because it takes everything to get me on Gavin's show, because Gavin's always going, how come you didn't come on? Because he changed the time and I'm on the West Coast and that's early. So I'm not on there as much as I want to, but I love Gavin. He's funny.
Yeah, I recently subscribed. I met Gavin actually face to face. He used to live in my neighborhood, and he was at the New York City Marathon, and I walked to the corner of my block, and I see him, and I'm like, nah, that's not him. Mm-hmm. And of course, I go up to his wife, I'm like, excuse me, miss, is that Gavin McGinnis? He's like, yes, would you like to meet him? And I'm like, of course. Mm-hmm. And he's cool. I took a picture with him, because I did the whole fanboy thing.
Nice.
So...
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah,
he's a really cool guy. He's very down to earth and all that.
Yeah. So the reason why I wanted to get you on is because I saw this article and it gave me a case of the red ass. And I needed a woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to read the article?
We're gonna read through it together because you sent it to me and I was out, because after I did the Drunken Peasants, I took off for a little bit to get some food. So let's read this together.
Alrighty.
Together, because I want to dissect this properly.
Okay.
And let's see, where's the link that you just sent me?
So let me I'll read it to you.
Hold on. All right. I got to read a little. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. I pulled it up.
All right. The name of the article is, "I won't have sex with my husband just to keep him happy. After years of sleeping with men for the wrong reasons, I'm learning to enjoy sex for myself."
And the best part is that this article is accompanied by a woman.
Yes.
Who is just the perfect picture of the SJW. She has the clown colored hair.
Mm-hmm.
Half of her head is shaved. She's got the obnoxious hipster glasses and the hipster get up. And she's taking a selfie, which is incidentally, it's just totally anathema to everything she stands for.
Yeah.
And it's not really a selfie that we need to see. But so here she is. She's not very attractive. She's got the clown hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has some, I can't tell. It looks like maybe she's got her lip pierced. I can't tell. And then, so the whole article is about how she spent her whole life having sex for other people. And how now she doesn't want to have sex. So I find the whole premise of this weird, because I'm going to read the article. Fuck it. Let's just read it.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. And I'm going to do my best to have it in an SJW whiny voice.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. "I've spent my whole entire life having sex for other people. I've had sex because I wanted people to like me. I've had sex because I don't want my partner to be angry with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've had sex because I wanted drugs from someone, and I've had sex because I felt like I had to." Okay, so let's stop right there. So mm-hmm. clearly, I mean, she mentions having sex with someone because she wanted drugs from them. Now, I don't know about you, but like when I see a statement like that, that doesn't really scream of mental stability.
No.
So let's see. So far we know that she doesn't draw good boundaries, and she's been willing to trade sex for drugs. Now, that's fine. I mean, fucking whore it up if you want drugs, but like,
I know I have.
But you know, post facto whining about it, it's like, look, so you fucking did it. Okay, well, you don't like it, don't do it again. That's fine. Okay, let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
"So, growing up in a world that tells women we are sexual objects." And I love that piece, because they always say, "Oh, women are objectified," which is totally the opposite of my experience of men, because I actually find that men are like personalized sex, but I'll get on that tangent in a second.
Okay.
"That wants us to know that," okay, "so growing up in a world that tells women we are sexual objects, that wants us to know that our worth lies in how attractive we are to men, I internalized those messages. I learned to see my value being measured by how many men wanted to sleep with me." So, okay, so let's halt right there. So you're a man, and my experience of men is not that, like, men are objectifying women. They did that study. I don't know if we talked about that before. They did that study where men and women watched porn.
Yeah.
And they found that the women looked at the genitals and the genital shots more than the men did. The men looked at the face shots. Like, they were looking at the expressions of the actress, and like, that's why in porn the guys are truly objectified. They're just dicks. Like, you don't see their faces half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying that society told her that our worth lies in how attractive we are to men, but isn't that just biology? I mean, I think it's like, traditionally, biologically, people got into relationships because it was like, the woman was gonna, like, breeding was the whole point. That's why humans got together, so they could make more humans.
Yeah.
So it was all about, like, as a woman, your attractiveness really speaks to how fertile you are. That's why as you get older, you become less attractive. It's just you're less fertile. And men,
unless you're into MILF porn or mature porn, or your name is Nina Hartley, so yeah.
Yeah, but even they, I mean, look, like, let's be honest here. You know, mm-hmm. the MILF market is fairly big, but most of the MILFs are still 30 to 45. I mean, they're still within reproductive capacity.
Yeah,
like you don't see a lot of MILFs and MILF porn that have gotten through menopause. I mean, it's a rare woman.
Miss Jules.
Who, I don't know her. I mean, there's see, that's the thing. Like, they're not big. Like, the big draw age is 18 to 30. That's mm-hmm. the truth. I mean, and I'm outside of that range, but it's still the truth. It's what sells the most.
Yeah. Louis Lozano on Twitter, he's like, "Imagine living like the broad in this article."
Oh, I mean, her life must be a fucking... nightmare.
Yeah, I was actually having a discussion with two of my friends, and it's like, first of all, she, in the article, she says she didn't know how to consent. Then how the fuck did she get married?
Well, you know, all this stuff about consent, it's just, it's infantilizing women to some ridiculous level. Like, like if you're over the age of 18 years old, fucking newsflash, you're a goddamn adult. And by the way, 100 years ago, people were like getting married and having kids at 14 and 15, men and women. Mm-hmm. So if you're like an 18, 19, 20 year old woman and you haven't figured out how to be a grown up, that's your fucking problem. Like, that's the growing pains of growing up.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, look, like, people don't make wise decisions at 18, 19, 20, but that's how you make good decisions at 30 or 35 or 40.
Yeah. I mean, and right now, according to this, she's already 30. And she's coming to the realization that, you know, she's basically has buyer remorse.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and the thing that kind of upset me, because, you know, I went on this woman's Facebook, her Facebook fan page, and commented, and this is the comment that I made. What a selfish, spoiled woman. I mean, what was the point in getting married? I bet he is going along with it because he doesn't want to lose half his shit. I seriously bet she will learn to enjoy sex for herself when she mistakenly falls on another man's cock, or more than likely another woman's strap-on. Men are always told you have to take care of your wives, but women have been taught fuck a man's feelings and needs. Sex is important, so her husband has to pay because she treated her vagina like a game of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Fuck, he married her. Yeah, sex isn't the only thing, but what about his needs? I bet she'd be pissed off if he stepped out on her. The only thing you uniquely share with your spouse that you don't share with anyone else is sex. So sex is the only thing that sets you and your spouse apart from simply being roommates. It is a vital part of marriage. She essentially friend-zoned her husband.
Oh, totally. You're absolutely right. And, okay, let's flip the script on this. What if her husband wrote an article saying, you know what, my whole life I've worked for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I work to pay for other people's bills. I work to pay for my wife's fucking, you know, hipster glasses obsession and her ugly fucking red hair dye. You know what? I'm not going to work anymore because I think I'm going to boycott working.
Yeah.
Fuck it. She can pay the bills. How well do you think that fucking lead balloon would go over with the feminists?
Oh, quickly with it would be like, oh, you're not a man. They would be encouraging her to find the real man.
Yeah. Oh, you could do better, honey. You don't need no man. You don't need him. See, this is the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women, like, you got to bring something to the table. Something. Like, if she was rich as fuck and she doesn't want to fuck him and he's cool with that, and like, fine. Like, that's, you know, that's a trade-off.
Yeah.
But if he married her because, and he wants to fuck and she doesn't want to, so now you're taking something away from the relationship. You can't expect someone to stay in a relationship like that.
Like, I mean, and I want to play devil's advocate, but before I do that, I want to like read this one part of the article and like reverse the sexes real quick and see how this sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I entered relationship as a sexual object first and a human being second. Oh wait, I performed the kind of sex I thought women wanted from me, acting like the performers I seen in porn films. I tried anything my partners wanted to try, regardless of how I felt about it. I didn't know I was allowed to say no.
Well, again, you know, you listen to that. First of all, yeah, as a man, I mean, if a woman says to a dude she's dating, and I know a lot of men could probably chime in on this, but like, mm-hmm. like you're a dude, you're fucking some girl, and she's like, oh, I'm really into taking it up the ass. And there's a lot of guys who are like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, you know, contrary to popular belief, not all men want to stick their dicks in people's buttholes. So, yeah. You know, like deep down, the guy could be like, well...
Well,
you know,
I do. I want to become the first anal superhero. Like, that's how I fight crime. Oh, sir, you stole that lady's purse. I'm going to have to butt fuck you. No, it's anal rape man.
Oh, my God. You can have an, like, AR initials on your cape.
Anal rape. Like, oh my God, Anna, thank God you're here, Anna Rape, man. ISIS is... ISIS. You mean the CIA has threatened to shoot up a school. I will rape them all, Anna Rape Man. So, all right, sorry.
Isn't that just what ISIS is? Fucking sorry. It's bad.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say things like that. No, but look, if a woman's like, I really want it at the ass, like, oh my God, I love it, it turns me on, it's what gets me off. And the guy's like, look, I think poop is disgusting and assholes are gross and I don't want to stick my dick in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would tell him, oh, man up, you know, she wants it, what's the big deal, blah, blah, blah. You flip the genders on that, and then women say, well, it's because, you know, as women we're being penetrated, blah, blah. I've heard that argument before. And I'm like, well, then be a fucking lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not, like, if you don't want to be penetrated by something, then you're probably with the wrong gender.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the thing is, and I think forgive me if I repeat myself, she's making her husband pay for her past.
Right.
Like, why, like, and I say this, and I know it's going to sound wrong, but the old saying, he bought the milk. And under the conditions that he's not going to get milk from anywhere else. He bought the cow,
mm-hmm.
so he could get the milk. And, okay, I understand maybe sometimes you're not in the mood. But to flip the script so drastically because of your past and you don't see how, you know, this affects your husband, which... You know, and I've been, you know, told I'm wrong. I mean, this is my belief. When you marry somebody, and it's like a exclusive, you know, you have exclusive rights.
I mean, the only outpoint on it is if they're in a like truly open relationship, like maybe, you know, it doesn't seem like it because I don't.
No,
she doesn't say this, but like if they're in an open relationship where it's. They're both able or allowed or whatever to fuck whoever they want, and they're together because intellectually they work, then fine. I mean, I don't give a fuck what people do in their relationships. They can be,
yeah.
You know, they could be ascetic together. They could be celibate. They could fuck a lot of people, like whatever. But what I don't like about this, and this is what I don't like about the feminist thing, is that it's a very one-sided conversation. Like if the guy comes home and goes, you know, I don't want to work anymore and I don't feel like cleaning my laundry.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to. Like, women go fucking batshit. But she's like, well, I'm not going to give sex. And, like, women already said, oh, I'm not going to cook and I'm not going to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes that part of, like, the female duties. So the only thing that's really left of wifely duties in these nouveau relationships is sex. That's it. Like everything else, this is why men are going their own way and say, fuck it, I'll just hire whores and hire fucking house cleaners and shit. There's absolutely no point in even getting in a relationship.
Or pay for porn pros and watch the latest Mercedes Carrera scene.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw one of your scenes, and your booty was looking really jiggly.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Oh,
but that's just me. I kind of like a jiggle.
That's because you're Rican. That's what we got.
Yeah.
That's what we're working with.
Yeah, because you can't find that on a man. That's a lie. I have a jiggly ass.
That's probably not as.
Well, you know, some girls like to grab the biscuits. So we got some comments. Mildred.
Oh yay, Mildred.
Mildred.
Hi Mildred.
Hey. What would Anal Rape Man's kryptonite be? Consent.
Like they're like, Oh yeah, give it to me at the ass like that.
Oh God. Well, this just made me soft.
I can't rape you now.
You can't rape the willing. What's going on here?
So you better not ever like get called to a bathhouse. Like, quick, there's an emergency at the bathhouse.
Oh, I can't go there.
Sorry. Like all gay neighborhoods are just off limits.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he'll anally rape a man, but it has to be like a straight hetero man that doesn't like it. I'm dumb. So anyways, so here's some of the here's some comments we're getting. Barco's like anal rape man. But yeah. Christy Afroviti, she says hi and she's giggling. Mildred's like, but Luther has consent armor.
Mildred.
So, like, here's some of the replies I got from that comment on Facebook. The only thing you uniquely share with your spouse that you don't share with anyone else is sex. That is devastatingly short-sighted. There is infinitely more to love and intimacy than sexual intercourse. And if you don't yet understand this, I hope one day you do.
Well, I don't think what you said negates that. Like, look, like if you're married, you're going to have a closer bond with that person than you have with other people. But that a sexual relationship is for most people what makes it unique, because most people don't have open relationships.
Yeah,
like I know a lot of people who have open relationships, and so for them, look, like their relationship might they're the only ones that actually have relationships truly founded on friendship, because the sex is available to them other places. But for like 99% of people, you're gonna have, that's why you're with this person, because you share a deeper intimacy. And these women don't get this. You know why these guys, like, you always see it. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, here's a perfect example. There was, you remember that show Sex and the City? Remember that fucking show?
Well, I never watched it.
Oh, it was just a clusterfuck of, like, modern female behavior. But somebody gave me the DVD set, so I watched a good portion of them. And there's an episode where Miranda's, like, one of the most obnoxious character. I mean, they're all fucking obnoxious in their own ways, but Miranda's the attorney. So she's like, high-powered attorney, she don't need no man, you know, blah, blah. So she ends up having a kid or two with this guy who's kind of like he runs a bar, and he's kind of a beta fucking dude. So he puts up with all her shit, right?
Oh, okay.
But when they went to do the movie, and I saw the movie, when they went to do the movie, the whole thing was that they split up. And they split up because he was fucking around on her. And she lost her shit, and they split up, and it's like, well, what I liked about that show is, ironically, the writers were kind of mocking these women. And most women watched it and were like, oh my God, which one are you? Are you Miranda? I'm like, totally Samantha. Like, they're doing that thing, right? But you look at the archetypes of the characters. Miranda was cheated on because she was so unloving and masculine. And, like, there was so much about her that was so not nurturing and not sexual. And so it was perfect writing, because I've seen couples like that in real life, and that's exactly what happens. You have high-powered woman, she's doing all this stuff, and eventually the relationship schisms, and usually the guy's fucking around, and she's all pissed off because she feels like she's carrying all the weight, and then he fucks around anyway.
But, you know, women can push a man away. I mean, it's like...
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, I'm not trying to. I don't want to bash women. I really don't want to bash women.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. Yeah. Men and women both do it to each other. But yes, women can do it too. That's the problem. Is we can say, well, men push women away, and men push women to cheating. That's okay to say. But if you say, well, women push men to cheating, they say, oh no, he's just a lying, cheating pig. Well, which is it? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
People are people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people don't want to be, you know. Oh, wow. Barco says, how much cocaine is this girl on, and may I have a bump?
What? Who, me?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know.
That's because I talk so... No, I have ADHD. I'm Asperger's ADHD. I just have, like, autistic mental disorders.
Yeah, Barco, stop making fun of the disabled.
What's ableist? Hurt my feelings.
You jerk. How dare you?
No, I totally talk that. I wish I was on cocaine, because it would probably slow me down. Because literal ADHD, like when you take amphetamines, mm-hmm. like they give you Adderall, it actually slows your brain down.
So do you take Adderall to help you go through, to help you focus on like gangbangs?
No, but you know, I actually, like, I have taken Adderall on set before.
Oh.
On anal days, because you don't get to eat for like a day and a half before, so the little bit of energy is totally important.
Oh, okay.
I know. All things you learn.
So, okay, here was my response to that last comment, Joanna. Okay, let's say the husband said he no longer wants to support his family because he doesn't know what it feels like to want to provide for someone, because he paid for dinner and dates to women who just used them for his wallet. Would that make sense? So this poor guy has to pay for her mistakes, live in a sexless, affectionless marriage because she married under false pretenses?
What'd she say to that?
This is when someone else jumped in. This is why I would never let someone pay for my date. You owe me sex now. Fuck that. So if I paid for the date and I don't want sex in return, what are you going to do? You probably don't even have a clue of anything else to do. And after marriage, you guys do what you want anyways. Cheat, become alcoholics. Not one man I know hasn't. So our sex isn't really that big of a deal anyways, because there's always someone else or someone else or something else if we're not.
Well, look, so she knows a bunch of shitty people. Like, honestly, I know tons of really great men. So she knows a bunch of shitty people, and she's projecting her life experiences of knowing nothing but shitty people all over everybody else. Like, look, like, oh, if every man you know, if every single fucking man you know became an alcoholic, drug addict, loser, whatever, after they got married, like, you need fucking better friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's your problem, because there's a whole world of people out there who are not assholes. See, this is the thing. People, like, have this very limited context because they surround themselves with losers, and then they're shocked when everybody turns out to be losers. Go fucking find better people. Like, nothing's holding you back, man.
Exactly. So I had to say, first, you don't know me. I don't feel like I am owed sex because I paid. I'm actually looking for real love. I actually have a playlist on YouTube of songs I want played on my wedding, and I'm a faggot. If I ever do find my soulmate, sex is important in the marriage, bottom line. Otherwise, how would I be different from the other men in her life? Every man cheats. Women cheat more than men for stupid reasons, and cheating in general happens when one partner is selfish and doesn't communicate their needs. However, why get married if you really feel that way?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. See, this is where, like, a lot of these women who just hate men that much,
mm-hmm.
and just become a lesbian. Like, this is really simple. And then you can see that women can be just as shitty as men. You know, like, lesbian relationships have a much higher incidence of domestic violence, to be honest.
Which is why I can't wait for lesbian divorce court.
It's going to be awesome, right?
Oh, my God.
Just going at it like the Judge Judy of lesbian divorce court. Oh, it'll be fucking epic.
And, like, the male guard would be confused because it's like, you can't really touch a woman, but they're fighting, but you got to break them up. Like, what do you do?
Right. Yeah, it's so confusing. It's going to be so fun to watch. Like, those fights are going to go really far before anyone steps in.
Yeah. It's it's like the poor guy has a moral conundrum.
Do I stop it, but I can't? Because then you're going to need to have, like, some super butch lesbians to be there to guard that, like, to do the guarding. But then, you know, they're going to take one of their sides or the other. So they're going to be like, yeah, you go, girl. They're just going to, like, let it happen. If the one that they don't like is getting their ass beat, it's going to be fun.
Okay, well, I guess they will have to film this outside of the country where the laws are a little lax. Your Honorable Judge Joni Lohrer.
Joni Lohrer.
China.
Hey, your people are still, Barco still thinks I'm on cocaine.
Oh, well.
I'm not on Adderall either. I'm not. Like, this is me without any substances. I'm on water.
Yeah, Zeno as lesbian divorce girl. Who gets all the money? They just give it to a third party.
It just all goes to attorneys. You know, so yeah. That's the thing to do, is to be the attorney for the gays.
Yeah. I shall be the gay attorney.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, like, just the custody hearings over small dogs?
Yeah.
It'd be fucking epic.
They don't, you know, that's a misnomer. Most gays go for mid-size, like, bulldogs.
Not the gays that I know.
Oh, really?
All the gays I know have, like, pugs and chihuahuas and shit.
You know what? Our East Coast gays are tougher than those West Coast gays. I'm throwing it out there.
I think you're right, actually.
I think, because our East Coast gays, you know, while the West Coast was still fighting to get their rights, oh, they marched into city council and, like, bitches, we're going to get married or we're going to fuck you up. Now, fuck this scratch your eyes shit. We know how to knuckle up. We all train in Krav Maga, bitch. That's, we got some tough ass gays. They don't even talk with a lisp.
That's awesome.
They don't even talk. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to bump up our gays here.
You're just popping them up.
Just popping them up, like, you know. Hey, if you're gonna be in New York, at least be. If you're gonna be gay on the East Coast, at least be a tough motherfucker. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But most of the gays that I know are very successful, and they have a lot of money because they don't have kids, and they really haven't been getting married and getting divorced and stuff like straight people.
Mm-hmm.
So all their money and assets are in businesses, and plus they're, you know, it is, it's a bunch of men. Like, so you have men, and men are just naturally more career driven. They just accumulate more assets, especially when there's two of them together. And so then when they go through divorces, I've seen a few, it gets really ugly. Super ugly.
Yeah. No, I want the goddamn PlayStation.
Yeah.
No, you can have the Xbox 360. No, I want the Nintendo Wii. No, you take the Nintendo Wii. Nintendo Wii is for straights. See how that works? See what I did there? Hello? Uh-oh. And she's gone. What happened? Uh-oh. And we lost Mercedes. So hopefully she gets back and we can end this. Don't be a tough gay like Louis B. Fucking Barco. Barco says, how much for a weekend suite at standard downtown LA with this chick? I'll provide all the drugs and drink. You can't afford her, Barco. Let me hang up and call her back again. Yeah, it dropped. Call dropped. Okay, let's do this again. Hopefully we can get her back on. How do I suck? You suck. Barco telling me I suck. Try you. I'm not gonna try you. Uh-oh. Christy, stop helping. So anyways, yeah, so I went through the going through through these comments here. In fact, here, let me play this thing called Guy Moments.
Oh. Hello. Sorry, my laptop decided to freeze on me.
Oh, that's all right.
Just shut down.
We're back.
Yay! Wait, hold on. I gotta see what people are saying.
Yes. Barco wants to pay for your services.
Oh. You wanna do a porto, Barco?
I think he wants more of like a private sesh.
Oh.
S-E-E-S-S-H.
I don't have any cocaine for him.
He said he'll bring it.
Oh, is he a Rican too?
No, he's just a white guy.
Look at me stereotyping.
No, yeah, what's wrong with you? like,
I like how you didn't even question it. You're like, oh no.
No.
It didn't even occur to you that like maybe that was like an unfair stereotype of our people.
That it really isn't.
I know, right?
It really is. I mean, well, if this was still like the before like rims, we would still be stealing hubcaps. That was a thing. I actually saw it happen when I was a young kid. My grandfather was driving and his hubcap flew off his car and someone just drove and picked it up and drove away. It's like, damn, you just got the one. You didn't get the whole fucking set. So, but my grandfather ended up knew where to go and he ended up having to buy it back. So I was like,
God. I have a cousin who, it's like a second cousin,
uh-huh,
who ended up, you'll appreciate this story because
mm-hmm,
Puerto Rican. Well, he got arrested because he got pulled over and there was a dead body in the trunk of his car. And to this day, he don't know how that body got in there. You know, you just park your car somewhere in the Bronx and the bodies just jump in. So he served his time. He just got out. This was in 75.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he just got out of prison today or?
That was like a little bit ago.
A little bit ago? For that body?
For that body.
Jesus.
I know. That's the kind of family that I have.
Alright. Well, alright. I won't be fucking with you then.
Oh no, but I thought you'd appreciate it because you know every Puerto Rican's got a story like that in their family.
Look, the most I got was I had a great granduncle who was a drunk and he sold a guy's dog for Like, he was outside the bodega playing dominoes, and he was thirsty. He was out of his SSI money. A guy asked him to hold his dog while he went into the bodega, and while he's holding the dog. Bodega. See?
I'm bodega. Bodega.
So, as he's sitting there with the dog, a guy come, a woman comes up and says, "Oh, mira que lindo, how good, how much, that's a nice dog." And he's like, "You want to buy him?" Sold the dog for $30 so he could go across the street, get some freaking Captain Morgan, and when the guy comes out...
Oh, shit.
Let's just say they had to call the ambulance for him. Got fucked up.
Oh man, well, he probably deserved it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of my family sold somebody else's dog, but.
No, so that's the worst that's ever happened. I mean, you know, we don't got no bodies. Jesus.
That's my favorite one. There was also the Christmas when they got in a big fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, somebody shanked somebody else, and they come in carrying the bloody T-shirt. <That's> proof.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. No, but that was like Harlem and the Bronx back in the day.
Let me guess, they couldn't afford cable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
no, you had the wires over the TV.
Yeah, you know. I used to be the antenna. They're like, "Here, hold this wire. Put your hand up. If you put your hand down, I'm fucking you up." That was my life. So anyways, let's finish up because I know you gotta go to Betty by, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta go to sleep because I gotta work tomorrow.
Oh.
I know.
Oh. Work sucks.
My work's pretty good.
No, you literally your work sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. I was gonna say, like, if you mean it that literally.
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 Literally. Okay. We're going to do this over and over. Okay. So, you know, then this is why... okay, so then I respond... Nah, fuck it. Let's go with the stupid comments. Fuck what I said. This person said, she never said they don't have sex. She only said that they don't have sex unless they both want to. Why the hell would that bother anyone?
Well, why is she... Like, I don't understand this, like, because it just puts it all contingent on her, because we know most men want to have sex most of the time. Mm-hmm. So what it does is she's creating, like, an artificial scarcity based on her emotions.
Her pussy is a fiat.
Yep. That's about right.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I mean, you know, because of her pussy's being sold at, you know, $200 a gallon. And you know when it could really no, dumb. So okay, if you want to have sex and my husband doesn't, I deal. If he wants to have sex, I don't. He deals. If we both want to, we do. That makes no one a cheater. It implies nothing about either of us except both desire to have a relationship built on mutual respect in every way. Our wedding playlist many years ago was amazing, by the way. If you really desire real love, as you say, I submit you that less anger and more respect will get you closer to what you're after.
But see again, you know, how many of these guys are being honest? I think the biggest problem in society right now in relationships is that men are placating women. So it's like, she's going, "Oh my God, our relationship is so great. It's totally based on mutual respect, and we both have sex when we both want to. And if he doesn't want to, then we don't." And it's like, she's saying that, and he's like, "Oh yes, yes." He's like Jonathan McIntosh, like, "Oh, we're totally mutual respect." But if he was really fucking honest about it, like, when you get men alone and you hear what they have to say, it's like, "Oh yeah, fucking bitch won't fuck me." Like, those are the same guys, those beta guys. I see them at strip clubs in Vegas all the time. Because I'll go support my girls
mm-hmm.
who are dancing at the strip clubs. And guess what? It's those guys who are going out. And those are the same guys, as soon as they get a chance, like at a bachelor party or whatever, to get, you know, blown, they take it. Because they're just fucking noosed at home.
Yeah. I actually remember this show called The Radio Chick. And they had this this bit where they had a stripper in the studio, and they had all these married guys who their wives don't have sex with them, and their wives refuse to let them see them naked because they feel low self-esteem about their bodies. So these poor guys, they're in a marriage, they can't cheat, so their wives let them get a chance to look at another woman's boobs.
Huh.
And it was like a big funny bit, but it really was kind of sad that these men weren't allowed to see their own wives naked, and yet, like, it made it sound like they were stuck in this marriage.
Right.
Like, why would you do that to someone you say you love? Like, okay, you feel bad about your body, but if your husband really loves you, that wouldn't matter.
Well, if he married that, I mean, he married her, so obviously her body was good enough for him. Like you don't have to love everything on your body, but if you're lucky enough to be with somebody who actually appreciates your body, then that's a blessing.
Yeah. Barco says, Louis, stop talking so much. Damn. I'm sorry. I'm a motherfucking show host.
I like it when you talk. We have good talks about this stuff.
Yeah.
We come in here, we talk about this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, quick question before we end. Let's sum it up. She nuts or no?
What? Is she nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she's totally fucking nuts. I mean, this woman's like the archetype of everything that's wrong with women these days. It's a very, like, kind of, it's a problem in terms of behavior, because it's a very, everything is contingent on what they want. This is why, like, think about this. You have a whole movement of men, quote unquote, going their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a whole movement right now where men are like, you know what, fuck it, we don't need women. That should concern a lot of women. That should concern them, because what are we doing wrong that men are like, you know what, I would rather be in my house, jerk off to porn, watch video games, and hang out with other men. And it's not that I'm gay, I just don't want to deal with women. Like, women should ask themselves the question, because if there was a whole movement of women going, well, we're going to go our own way, And I think that it's a response, because feminism has been doing this since the 70s, where women are like, well, I don't need no man. But then they want men, too. Like, they want everything. They want all of it. They want to have a husband who's doting and loving, who pays for shit, but they don't want to fuck him or cook or clean or raise kids. And, you know, they want their careers, but they want to be treated like a princess. But they're, you know, what the fuck do you want, ladies? Because a lot of, like, the modern feminists I'm hearing, they would have been happier in the 50s. But then they think they want to have their jobs, too, but then they're unhappy. Most of the chicks I worked with at corporate were miserable, especially when they hit their 40s and Prince Charming had not come along. They're fucking miserable.
Yeah. I mean, I like to... how I like to compare modern feminists are to Blade.
It's a Blade?
It's a Blade.
How so?
They're daywalkers. They want to be daywalkers. They want all the advantages of being a man without none of the responsibility.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's true. It's really true. And see, I have a lot of male friends. And so this is why I feel for men, because I hear these stories and it's bad for the most part. I mean, it's like, I don't understand how people can think that they deserve to have everything. It's really a matter of being spoiled. It's like they're complaining about manspreading, but then 50 years ago men used to stand up on the buses. Like, if a woman walked in, a man would give their seats up to a woman. That's what that was. And then now they said, well, we want equality, but then now they're mad that men are sitting down. Well, you want equality, you have to stand on the bus like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's all, folks. I mean, women want to complain about manspreading, but you know, when I'm in New York City, I ride the subway. You know how many, especially now that it's the holiday season, people are shopping, they spread their bags around, they stretch out. Like, especially on some trains, they'll put their feet up on another chair.
Right.
And just, and they won't move. They won't move their feet.
Right.
Not even for another pregnant woman, they won't.
Right.
And yet, it's a problem because, you know, my biology... You know, I don't want to sit on my nuts. So, you know, I stretch out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, so.
Well, but that's the thing. There's a bio, like, I don't think men spread to take up, like, this is where these women have turned it, everything into being about themselves, because like, when men spread their legs apart, it has nothing to do with you, honey. It's not because he's trying to keep you away from sitting down. It's because he's got nuts.
Yeah.
That, like, it's really simple.
I mean, I don't know if you sat on your nuts before, but that shit ain't funny.
It looks like it's painful. I really don't want to experience it.
Oh, goodness. Girl talking to Louis B. Nothing personal about the disease thing. I just made it to this age sans any STDs. Don't want to start now. Okay, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I mean, about what?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Oh, he's saying, I'm not even going to bother with Barco. Jesus. All right. I just gotta learn. I just forgot. I forgot about Barco for a while. He hasn't been around. I just, I'm just surprised he hasn't started calling you a tranny like he does every female guest I ever have on this show.
Is a tranny?
Is a tranny.
Oh, that happened when somebody stole a picture of mine from a browser scene, and they used it as clickbait on some site. Somebody sent it to me. It's like, top celebrities you'd never guess are transsexual, and I had a picture, my picture from browsers, which is, it's hilarious, because if you watch that scene, you could tell, like, I was definitely born with a vagina, so.
Yeah, but you really do have a nice fucking fat cock. So anyways, let me let you go so you could go to sleepy.
Thank you, but so. It was great chatting. Let's plan a longer chat one of these days, and we can get all reeking and talk about all kinds of stuff.
I know. I missed you so much. I really did.
Aw, thanks. I missed you too. Well, we'll do this again. Yeah. We'll plan it for earlier.
All right. Let me play you off. And here you go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gladly introduce to you the engineering mistress, your porn princess. The real defender of gender equality, La Guevara, Mercedes Carrera.
So, my love, do you have anything you want to promote before?
No, you know what? You guys can go. I have a new website, so MercedesCarrera.net. And also, I'm taking a veteran with me as my date to AVN this next year. So, I'm going to be picking that soon. But if you got any vets that are listening in, submit, and you can be my date to the AVNs. And what else? I think that's it. You guys can follow me on Twitter at TheMercedesXXX.
There you go.
Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon, Louis.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Better. Bye. that was Mercedes Carrera. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. A big shout out to RD, Barco, Mildra, Christy Afroviti, Zenu, Dirty Rotten Imbecile, who else, let me go to Twitter, Chicho on the Twitters, Tracido is, Aizen Jose, Zero the Hero, and Damon Sentence. And Louis Lozano, thank you all for listening. Please like and comment and subscribe if you're listening on the Twitters. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're also on What's this we shit? I mean, I'm on iTunes as well. And I'm going to be doing some stand-up comedy tomorrow, Tuesday, at 10 o'clock at Broadway Comedy Club. Tickets are $15. Well, I think $15 plus two drink minimum if you want to come see me perform. In fact, I would like some people to come to New York City and see me perform. Let me get you the address real quick. I should really have this ready. I'll be performing at Broadway Comedy Club tomorrow, Tuesday, December 15th, 10 p.m. at 318 West 53rd Street, New York, New York 10019. If you want to make reservations, call 212-757-2323, and you can see me perform. So As always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.